Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic. Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Okay, well, good evening, everyone. That was my guest that listening to us back, and so that that's why you had the seconds today. I'm sure that my guest will deal with that as we speak due course. But welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. As you can probably hear, I'm full up with a cold, so I have my very good, trusted friend here with me, which is Nick. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Mike.
I know that you're going to be taking my position tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll be doing your readings for you tonight.
Oh, you're such an angel. You know, Nick, you're like an angel up on my shoulder.
Okay.
It's not good. Don't make me laugh because it hurts.
Oh, bless. Man flu, eh?
I wish that's all it was, Nick. I really do. Okay, so I think now it's time for me to introduce you, Nick, to my guest. And she's a wonderful guest. She really is. She's been on the show many times. She does some absolutely wonderful work for the spirit world. And that's Jeanette Coombs. Hi, Jeanette.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Nick. You both
hi,
okay?
Jeanette.
Hi there.
I'm very well. Obviously, Mike's not.
Bless your heart, Mike. You need to have some rest and relaxation. I think take it easy.
Well, that was the idea until I learned I was producing the show tonight as well. So I'm wearing a few hats tonight, Jeanette. So
okay. I'm sure you'll survive.
Expect
yeah
tonight. And if things can go wrong, oh, believe you me, they will go wrong tonight. Mike is the producer as well as trying to do everything else here. So not all is well apart from me being ill. Yeah, everything's moving along quite fine and quite nicely. So,
anyway. Jeanette, you're quite local to us, aren't you? You're Swansea.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm a Welsh girl from Swansea, and that's where I'm born and raised. So, yeah, do a lot of work around the local area as well. So, yeah, what about you, Nick? Where are you based?
I'm just outside Carmarthen.
Oh, not far.
Yeah. No, not at all.
Well, Jeanette, there seems to be between us all there, Jeanette, aren't you?
Yeah, I am indeed.
Like a rose between two thorns. Let's not go down that road.
Okay.
Well, I think we should start today's show by wishing everyone a happy Easter, because it's Easter here in the UK as well as it is in the USA as well. So happy Easter to everyone.
Yeah, happy Easter. Easter.
And I hope you've had lots of chocolate eggs, because, you know, I've only had one, Jeanette. I'm normally, like, fighting the kids for mine and theirs. But, you know, because I'm not well, the kids have beat me this year. And I'm disappointed about that, because I like to eat as much chocolate eggs as I can, particularly on Easter.
Yeah.
Do you? Too much is sickly. One is enough. That's about my limit.
Well, you know, if you're a bit of a chocolate-holic, Nick...
Yeah, I'll put my hands up to that one. We're well known to go into a local supermarket and buy them 3 for 2 and devouring them before we even get home.
Well, Nick, let me give you a bit of advice here, Nick.
Yeah, go on.
Because Easter is today, if you go into your local supermarket tomorrow, you should get them half price.
I should go in
tomorrow whether I'm ill or not.
We picked up one today. It was $5.99 normal price. We picked it up for $2.99, so bargain.
Bargain. What a bargain. Yeah. You bargain. Can't fault it. Okay. Well, Jeanette, because you were the guest, I mean, everybody knows Nick now. I mean, well, actually, Nick can give his details out right now. So it's...
Okay.
Go on.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Say it again because Mike coughed over it. www.nick-humphreys.com. That's my website. Or you can get me on Facebook as Nick Humphreys or International Medium Nick Humphreys. And on there, on my website, is all the details, even my Skype address if you want to Skype me as well. So, yeah, definitely find me.
And Nick, you forgot to tell him about a Tuesday night.
Oh, Tuesday night. How stupid of me.
How stupid of you.
Yeah, I know. I'm just, you know, I'm in awe of being on your show again, Mike. That's what it is. obviously, every Tuesday at 9:30 UK time in the evening, I've got my own show, which is for an hour, but there is something going to be happening with my show very shortly in the month of May. So keep your ears pinned, because I'm sure that maybe we might be able to announce it later this evening, if Mike allows. And I'll tell you later.
I'm not allowing you, Nick.
You're not allowing? Okay, well, you have to wait until next week.
No, of course I will allow it, because it's important, isn't it? And
it is.
And also, on a Tuesday night, at the moment, you are. Have you still got them?
I've got, for next week's show, I've got tickets, a pair of tickets to give away, again, to the Colin Fry show, okay, the Higher Senses Tour, for the 27th of April in the Theatre Royal St Helens. So you have to listen in. Obviously, there will be a competition question, and you'll need my email address, which is info@nick-humphreys.com. And obviously, when you listen to the show, you'll know what the question is. You'll know what the answer is. The first person to email in wins the tickets. And I've also got tickets for the following week as well, for the show. So, yeah, all exciting.
And it's as simple as that. Just email you the answer to the question, which you will give out the first part of the show, and people will be able to win these tickets. Well, I know some people who have already won them, and they are very pleased. And I've already gone to some of the venues, and they're really pleased. But, well done for that, Nick. Because, I did get the tickets for the Psychic Rendezvous, and I think that we're in competition here, Jeanette, me and Nick. I think we're going to start fighting soon.
Boys, behave.
Very, very soon. No, far from the worst. It's nice to have, if we can get tickets here on Mike's World FM, then we'll gladly we'll get them to give them away to anyone that calls in or emails them, whichever way we decided to run that competition. But, Jeanette, why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself? I know that I know all about you. Well, things about you, but I know it isn't.
Okay, no problem. My name is Jeanette Ann. I've been working in this field now for quite some time. You'll probably see a lot of me on the television, because I've been working on different television shows now for about the last 3 to 4 years. At the moment, I'm working on Psychic World TV. I'm a consultant member of the British Astrological and Psychic Society. I teach classes down in South Wales. And I was lucky enough to be voted in the top 5 Welsh Female Psychic of the Year this year. So quite a busy girl all in all.
Wow. That's cool. That's really good. I'm interested in the media side that you work.
Okay.
I'd love to know how does that work? Is it the same as radio, or? Yeah.
Well, it's a television channel, actually. If you've got Sky TV in the UK, and in the web, I think you can get them on the website as well. I don't know whether or not they've done it yet, but they're in the process of it. You can actually watch the show via the internet. But if you're in the UK and if you've got Sky Television, if you go on to channel 885, you can see the show. There's 2 shows a day, one at 9 till 2 p.m. and the other one is in the evening, 8 till 1 a.m. And what it is, it's live interaction show. We've got viewers that call in with texts and telephone calls. And it's just like what we are doing now, but basically TV rather than radio. So it's great. It's really kind of, really ongoing, and it's like really fantastic energy.
Yeah, wow. Okay, interesting. Because I know when you very first messaged me on Facebook, not that long ago, actually, a couple of days ago, you mentioned, obviously, that you worked on Sky, and my ears popped up. So I was actually quite interested to see how that media side worked. I've never thought about that sort of side of work before. So, interesting.
Okay, and Sarah works with me as well on there. Sarah May.
Sarah May.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. Interesting.
Now, I want to mention something else as well, you guys, just quickly, because I know that a good friend of mine asked me a question last week, and I had to decline because I'm so busy with everything else. But we all know Paul Parker. He's been on the show many times. He's just set up a site for single spiritual people looking for their soulmates. Now, you can message Paul if you want to go into the chat room and you want to be a part of that. He's actually in our chat room right now. So send Paul a message, and I'm sure that he will let you know how to get involved. But I will try and pop back and forth, Paul, and do as much as I can with you, mate. But as I said at the time, you know, at the moment it's so busy, so flat out. Plenty of tours up and coming, and particularly the American tour is exciting me so much right now. That's, you know, landing in Florida and touring all around America, ending up in New York, and then to fly back home, and that's happening in September. I had to get my bearings right there in September. So if you are listening and you want to come along to any of these tours, then I think in due course we will send out all the information that you will need to do that. So very busy. But anyway, let's get on with the show, guys, is it?
That's what we're here to do.
That's what you're to
do. Yeah, fantastic.
Okay, so I tell you what, we'll work a little bit different tonight, okay, because, well, I am in the hot seat, I suppose. I think we're going to go to Linda, okay? One second. As I said, I'm in the hot seat, but, you know, things just don't seem to be working fast enough, my end. But that's the way my body feels right now, you know? A bit slow and a bit sluggish. And there we are. Linda, hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Mike, how are you doing?
Well, I've been better, Linda. I really have, you know.
I understand.
Well, I'm going to hand you over to the guys because I know that they are absolutely spot-on mediums and will give you exactly what you're looking for. So let me give you to Nick. Nick,
thank
Linda.
You.
Hi, Linda.
Hello. Hi, Nick. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Happy holiday. I am... wondering about some things here. I don't know exactly the difference between a medium and a psychic, but do you just connect with people that have passed around me, or can you connect with those who can give me some good advice?
hang on, that's an interesting one. I connect to people that are in spirit, that are connected to you.
Okay.
But sometimes you may have to think outside of the box, because sometimes people come through that could be linked to you in some sort of way. The message could be you or for somebody that's around you. Okay, thank you. But also, can I connect to people that will give you advice? What do you mean by that? Do you mean on the earth plane?
Well, I mean, sometimes they just, you know, do they just give you evidence that they're around you, or are they able at this point, now that they've crossed over, can they see things from a higher perspective? Can they actually give me
definitely.
Advice that they weren't able to give me while they were alive?
If there's guidance to be given, they will give it, okay?
Okay,
because
okay.
Right now, as I'm listening to you talking, okay, my attention is being drawn to a lady that's in spirit for you, okay? I want to go to the mum side of the family. I feel probably that she was probably either a gran, okay? But you can understand the link in spirit of a gran on the mum side of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay? Okay, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because she's telling me that your mind is in a bit of a mess at the moment. You understand this? It's like you're thinking rather a lot or too much about things, and your mind's getting a bit of a muddle. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so okay.
I think
a
great
okay.
Now, yeah.
Because she's given me the impression, as I am now, okay, I'm in the studio and I'm walking, I'm pacing up and down, and it's almost like I feel like I'm worried about something or a situation. Okay, thank you. She's drawing my attention to two sides, okay, to the work aspect, but also to people as well. So there's more than just the work aspect about this. This is to do with, thank you. She's just saying family as well. There's concern about family. You understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but there's also the concern about work. You understand this as well? But I don't feel the work, thank you, she's saying the work's not directly linked to you, it's to do with somebody around you as well. You understand this link?
A link? Work around me, okay, no, I'm not sure what that means.
Okay, let me work with it, okay, because, okay, thank you, sweetheart. Tell her what, sweetheart, say again? Okay, I'm more drawn to these people that are the concern, okay, because it's like, I feel like I'm banging my head against the wall. It's like you're constantly having to repeat yourself or tell these people, just to get on with themselves. She's also telling me that this is something that you should be doing as well, because you're worrying about too much, you're taking on too much. You understand this?
Okay, now I understand what you're saying. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
That does make sense to me. Yes. The people that I'm trying to help. Yes.
Yeah.
I feel that, you know, I have a lot of the same problems and I can't get them to move on. So how can I get myself to move on? That makes sense.
Okay. Okay. Okay, thank you, sir. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Okay. I also want to be drawn to, hang on a second. She's just flickering from one to the other. So, okay, what's that to do with? Right. So I also want to be drawn to, now, you're married.
I'm divorced.
She's telling me, right. I want to stick with this, okay? Because she's saying about marriage or your husband, or which is now ex, okay?
Oh, that's because interesting, because that's what I wanted to ask you. Okay, go ahead.
Okay? Because she's saying this also, part of the concern or trouble, not concern, but part of the trouble is to do with the ex. This is what she's saying, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. She's telling me, because I feel like I'm being squeezed, okay? So do you know the terminology of when we're being squeezed by somebody else? It's like they're trying to cause a bit more trouble, or they're trying to get more out of you, if that makes any sense. Do you understand that?
Right.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
You understand? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, she's telling me that you need to nip this in the bud, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, just get rid of it. Just finish it, tell him to back off, walk away, okay? Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Right, because her energy, when she's talking about him, okay, her energy is getting more aggressive, okay? She's not an aggressive person, this lovely lady in spirit, okay? But she's very agitated by what's going on. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. She's also telling me this is probably one of the main concerns as to why you feel that you can't move on. Now, I know there's these two other people around you that you can't, you just can't seem to, not get rid of, but get them to actually see, you know, the light, basically. Okay, is what she's saying. Okay.
Right.
But also because of this person around you, their energy is also bringing you down. But you'd make sense of this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. She's also talking about a move, okay? I feel like you need to, thank you. She's talking about a move, so a move to a different area. She's talking about either you're thinking or you're looking into a move into a different area. It's almost like you want to up sticks and go because of, you just, you know, you can't deal with it anymore. You just want to up sticks and go. Do you understand this?
Yeah, it's something I think about, yes.
Okay. She's telling me, okay, telling me to tell you that, you know, girl, you just need to do what you need to do for yourself. This is what she's telling me, okay? So even if it means that you need to go to, thank you, say again? She's elaborating now. She's saying different state. Even if you want to go to a different state, okay, then, you know, that's what you want to do, that's what you need to do, then you should do it. Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay. But on a last note, okay, before we move on from this, okay, she's talking about money. Okay, she's telling me to tell you to stop worrying about money as well. Okay.
Okay.
Because she's telling me that. Okay, thank you. She's telling me that the cash flow hasn't been quite what it should have been, and also that things have been returned to you. Either checks have been returned. Does that make sense to you?
Checks are being returned to me. No. But I mean, you know, money's coming in, but I don't know what she means by that. I know I'm not having any checks bounce or anything.
She's just, well, okay. I have to stick with it because I can't make it fit, okay, to
okay.
what you just said. But she's telling me
okay.
that there are things that are not right with the finances. Okay, you're saying money's coming in, great, but there is certain things that maybe you should be looking at more detail because or you're missing something. Okay, thank you.
Oh, okay. All right,
okay.
I will.
It's like,
I definitely
it's like
will.
Like you're missing something, or you've forgotten that actually this payment should have gone out, and then something's going to be returned. So you just need
okay.
to be careful of this. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Does that help you at all?
Well, it's very interesting, and thank you for working so hard for me. Thank you. Yes.
Just take her love from the spirit world, okay? And obviously, if you want to listen to the message again or this reading, go to Mike Spirit FM and listen to the archives. It will be in there. And over the time, obviously, it will make sense to you because it's hard to understand what I'm saying when it's live. It's always best to listen to it again so you can go through it slowly. Okay, sweetheart? So take
your
love.
Thank you, Nick.
Okay?
Thank you.
Blessings to you and happy Easter.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well done, Nick. And let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I do believe that we have Tasha. Tasha, are you there with us?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Tasha. I'm going to hand you over to Jeanette.
Hi, Tasha. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Hi, can you hear me all right? Yeah?
Yes,
happy Easter to you, darling. Yes, and your family. Okay, my love. Can I just ask you for your date of birth, please, or your star sign?
My date of birth, 6/22/75.
Right. Okay. So you're on the cusp then. Okay. Now, is there any area that you'd like me to look at, or is there anything in particular that you'd like to come through?
Work,
love, relationship.
Yeah, relationship.
Right. Okay. Because what I've got around you, darling, as I'm linking in with your energy, is a lot of endings and new beginnings. Do you understand that, Tasha?
Yes.
Yeah, because I feel, okay, very drawn to the fact that from around about October of last year, things have started moving for you in a different direction. Do you understand that, my love?
Yes.
Around the autumn time. I'm highlighting, I've been shown, my guides have just taken me back to the autumn time with you. Okay, and there seems to be like, I'm going through something, okay, and I want things to be ended. And I feel that right now with you, okay, almost feels like as though it's like a victory after a battle, if you understand that. But over the last few months, it's been quite a kind of a little bit of a roller coaster ride. Can you understand that, my love?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, thank you. Well, they are aware of you. They are aware of the fact that you are trying to change things in your life. And I'm very, very drawn to a lady who's passed in spirit, who comes in very close trying to give you some inspirational ideas. And it's like her energy. Now, I'm really drawn to a grandmother with you, okay? And I feel that this lady, when she was on this side, was more like a mother figure. Can you understand that mother figure feeling, please?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, her help is there, okay? And I feel that when she was on this side, she was a very, very strong lady. So either she had difficulties in her own life, whereas things weren't very easy for her, but I feel that she was the type of lady who would just roll up her sleeves and get on with things. Can you take that, please?
Yeah.
But she's very warm, beautiful, warm heart. Because when I'm picking up the energy from this lady now, I'm really drawn to the heart. She's such a, it's like so she wants to come and give you a hug because I feel that's the type of person she was. She'd like to look after everyone. Okay? And I feel what she's trying to say to me is, although you've been through a situation that hasn't been very nice for you, and I feel with you that you're kind of tired, so I guess you're either doing too much or you're not taking care of yourself enough. Which would that be, please?
Not taking care of myself.
Okay. Well, she says, please, can you give yourself a little bit of you time? Do something every day that's going to make you feel good about yourself, all right? Because I'm just drawn to the fact that she's looking at you and she's saying to me that you're kind of a little bit imbalanced at the moment because you're just trying to do things. And it's almost like as though your heart really isn't in a situation, or you're not feeling very kind of optimistic about a situation. And I feel like as though I'm wearing myself down and I'm not caring for myself. Do you understand that?
Yes. Oh, can I ask her a question?
Can you ask her about, darling.
Can you ask her about the situation with Andy?
Situation with Andy, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, well, I do feel that there has been some restrictions, okay, around this situation. But what I'm feeling is that over the last 3 years, there's been situations around this with this Andy. Do you understand the last 3 years?
Yes.
Difficulties. I'm feeling 3 years ago, there was a big difficulty, and then there seemed to be a two other smaller ones within the period of 3 years.
Yes.
Right, okay, because it's almost as if, okay, now with you, I feel like as though I want to take the blindfold off, because it's like as though you're seeing the situation for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but I do feel that there is going to change, because it's like happier times coming in. So I feel with Andy, happier times coming in, that's the message that she's trying to put over to me. She's bringing in loads and loads and loads of love for you. And I'm feeling like, so I want to go to the month of June or July that was significant for her. Do you understand those dates, June, July time?
Yeah. Actually, will it be a marriage involved?
It's a very important date. It's a family occasion. It's a birthday or anniversary, but it's a June, July time. End of June, beginning of July. Do you understand those dates?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Very relevant to this lady. Can you understand
will the youngest son of mine, will he have to go through another transplant, or this is it? Because the understanding that I'm getting from the doctors is that he's cured of one illness that was really death-threatened for him.
Okay. Well, what she's giving me, okay, is that he's doing the right thing, okay? And I would say that you are going to be speaking to someone who's going to be helping you with this. All right,
okay.
And she's just bringing in family love. There seems to be a younger male that she was very fond of when she was on this side, okay, because she's just wanting to bring in love to a younger male. Okay, have you got a son, please? Is this who you're talking about?
Yeah, my youngest son.
Right, is this Andy?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, her great nephew.
Right. Right, because she's bringing in a lot of love for a younger male, okay? Well, she's it's almost like as if she wants to nurse him in her arms, okay? That's the impression
okay.
that I've got. So I wouldn't be a bit surprised if she was coming close around you, okay?
Okay.
Very, very coming close around you and your family. Her energy is quite strong around you, and she's bringing in abundance of love, darling, and she wants to give you yellow flowers. Okay, she wants you
okay.
to have yellow flowers so you can bring in some happiness around you and your family. And I'm going to leave that energy with her and say God bless and thank her for working with me and with you. Okay, my darling?
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay,
thank you.
And remember, come on over to MikeSpirit.com. We will have a copy of that reading. And we'll see. Thank you very much for calling. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. I do believe that we have Vince online. Vince, are you there with us? If I can hit this button. No, it's not. Hang on. Something's going wrong here. I told you, Jeanette, didn't I?
Deep breaths.
I think that's... Hi,
deep breaths, Mike.
Vince, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, there we are. I was pressing too many buttons at one time then, Vince. Let me hand you over to Nick, and I'm sure that he will give you the probably one of the best readings you've ever had.
Okay.
Oh, cheers, Mike. Hi, Vince. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
I'm very well. Happy holidays. Now, can you just tell me whereabouts you are?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Okay. I haven't read before you before, have I? Or have I?
I don't know if you have. I don't think so.
Okay. Okay, so how can I help with you tonight?
Well, in January, just as my unemployment ran out, I got a job, and it was supposed to be temp to hire full time, and last week they fired me, and I'm in a really bad bind because I didn't have enough time to collect any more employment, and money is running out. And in fact, last night my wife dreamt that we were going to be evicted because we don't have the money to pay this month's rent or anything, and I'm desperate looking for a job, and I'm just really desperate right now, and I'm just wondering if you can see if this place is going to hire me back if I write a letter, or if there's something coming for me real fast soon, like, you know, just looking at job finances for me.
Okay. Okay. Let me just link in for you. So, would you understand a gentleman in spirit that would present himself to be father or a dad figure? Okay. Because he's telling me, thank you. Second. But he just very quickly, he's listening to you, okay, and he's obviously this is a concern for you, but he's also telling me, that he's just saying, literally, now I don't know if this makes sense to you, that he's looking at you at doing self-employment, he's telling me you're a skilled man. You'd understand this.
Yeah.
So, thank you. He's also just telling me that he used to be self-employed. He used to work for himself, or he used to... Okay?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, sweetheart, thank you. I've got to say, this father figure, he's a really strong character. But he presents himself well, but he's also talking to me, about hard working. We're a hard-working family. Okay, so this is what he's saying to me, okay? Okay, thank you. He's just telling me to tell you to lift your head up, okay, and don't worry. But he wants you to look down the lines of, okay, wow, thank you. He was good with his hands, that's what he was saying. But he's telling me that you need to look down the lines of going self-employed, okay? Thank you. Okay, because I don't know if you have it over in the US like we do in the UK, where we can go in. We can go and get grants or startup grants for businesses, or we can go to the state and ask, and say, look, I want to do this self-employment business, and then we get help with that. Do you understand that? Because he's talking to me that he's telling me you need to go and investigate this. Okay. Because he's also telling me that actually by you being employed by a firm, you're wasting yourself. He's telling me the words that he just told me about that job that you'd just been fired from was it was a dead end job anyway. That's the words he said. It was a dead end job anyway. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Because he's telling me the reason why he's saying that is because there was just no prospect, no way of you actually using your skill. Okay. To the full extent that you could do. Okay. So, but you'd understand that he was good with his hands.
Yeah.
Okay, because he's telling me that actually you follow him. You're also good with his hands or your hands. You understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Dreams are a difficult thing. Okay. To sometimes interpret. Okay. It's like the death card. When people get a death card on a tarot deck when they're having a reading, they instantly think, oh my god, I'm gonna drop down dead. It's not that at all. Okay. It's all talking about new beginnings. Now, the fact that your wife is dreaming of maybe getting evicted, this could be a form of new beginnings, okay? Think of it as a positive, not a negative, because you're drawing a negative in. You want to think of more positive stuff. Don't go around going, oh, my God, we're going to get evicted, because if you think that, you probably will, okay? Think of the positive of it. Think of it actually, do you know what? This is a new beginning. That's a good sign, okay? My father's come through tonight. He's telling me to go out there and offer my services, okay, in the skill that I do. It keeps talking to me about carpentry and woodwork and stuff like that. Do you understand this?
Oh, that's funny, because I do amateuristic carpentry work.
Right. You need to be selling your wares, your things that you can do. Thank you. Talk about demonstrations as well, because he's telling me that actually you've had to demonstrate some of the stuff that you've done before. You don't understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is something you should be looking at. Okay, thank you. Why is he telling me that actually you think of it more as a hobby than something a living? Okay, he's telling me this is wrong. You should be looking at it more of a living than a hobby. Okay. If it's something that you like, enjoying a lot, you know, I enjoy, you know, my hobby is linking in spirit. So I love my job even more, okay, because it's what I do full time. So, okay, thank you. He's sort of dusting his hands off, okay. He's dusting his hands off. This is job done, okay. Job done. I've given the message. You need to do exactly what you need to do now, okay. If you want to continue down the line of looking for employment, by all means, but I do feel probably a 6 to 8 month stretch that you'll be probably out of work, okay. This is what he's telling me. Whereas if you start looking into being self-employed, it may be harder at the beginning, but in the long term, it's going to be much more beneficial for you as well. Okay? Understand that? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else you want me to ask or link into for you before we finish off on this link?
Yeah. One more thing is last couple of months I've had a sore throat, and it's not like a cold issue type thing, and I'm just wondering what you pick up on that.
You haven't met Mike, have you? Picked up on his man flu. No, I'm. Do you know what I'm feeling? Seriously, I'm feeling stress. Okay, stress does a lot of stuff to our bodies, and we need to relax. We need to just enjoy. You know, everybody seems to think that life is hard. Okay, well it is, but it's a journey. It's a lesson. It's something we need to enjoy, even if it's the hardest lesson in the world, okay? We need to enjoy it because it's going to give us so much more freedom at the end of it. But I feel your sore throat is probably just a bit of stress. I thank you. Also, a lack of vitamin C that he's telling me. Okay, thank you. Also, that you're not drinking enough water. This is what he's also telling me. Okay, do you understand that? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to leave that link there for you, okay, sweetheart. Take your lovely father's love from the spirit world, okay, and just wrap yourself up in it, and please, you're so good. He's telling me you're so good with your hands, okay, that you could just go ahead and do it. And it's like, what have I been doing for myself for the last 4 or 5 years when I could have been doing this all along, okay? Please,
well,
go and do this, okay?
Yeah, and you know, when you mentioned, like, good with hands and stuff, the other, I do, like, carpentry on amateuristic level, but good with hands is, like, also, too, that I do a lot of, like, writing comedy because I like to do stand-up comedy and everything. I want to get back into it. But I just recently wrote one of 5 books that I want to write, and I'm still trying to get it published. And
wow.
I'm just, do you see that coming?
as you were saying about being published, I was just being told about, why don't you look at self-publish?
Okay.
Why don't you look at that?
All
because
right.
Everybody seems, you know, everybody, I'm writing a book myself. Okay, yeah, I'll send the draft off to a few publishers. But hell, what's to stop me from actually just going ahead and just doing it myself?
Right.
So I've got full control of what I do.
Okay.
Will you get published? You will get published, okay? I can tell you, he's telling me that you will get published, okay? He's not telling me who with, okay? Thank you. Who? Okay. He's not telling me who with. He's just mumbling, okay? But you will get published, but it's going to be a lot of hard work to do it. So maybe you need to get your first book published on Amazon, okay? Because I know you can publish your own books on Amazon,
right?
Okay, and then once one publisher see that your book is selling, then they'll take notice.
And it will sell, right?
It will sell, yeah. Too
oh,
right.
Great. Yeah, because it's kind of like a Goodfellas mobster type book that I wrote, but it's true to fact and life.
Yeah, sounds interesting.
Yeah, in fact, I'm going to be taking down a few people with it, so.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. I've already taken down one, so I'm looking at several others at this point. Very important people, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
All
well,
right.
You know, our job is to give you guidance. We all have free will. Obviously, I'm being told that you can publish this. If you go ahead and publish it, obviously, it's free will. Okay.
All right.
So, but take your dad's love from Spirit World. Okay. I wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you.
Okay. And go ahead and start doing this carpentry stuff. That's what I feel you should be doing more than the writing. But just go where your heart goes. Okay. So, blessings to you. If you want to listen to the reading, just obviously go to Mike Spirit FM. Listen to it in the archives. Okay, my friend.
Thank you.
Cheers, Vince.
Cheers.
Okay, wonderful again, Nick. And I know that my button this end is playing up again, but never mind. We're getting there very soon. okay. You can hear it going ding ding, can you? It's something okay. Going on. I think we just will have a chat for 2 minutes. Well,
yeah, why not?
Catches up with us because it's not really catching up that very good. Oh, there we are. As we speak, there we are. I think we have Rebecca online. Rebecca, are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi, Rebecca.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hey, how are you?
It was my fault pressing the buttons and they just was not working. You know, story of my life. Rebecca, let me pass you over to the wonderful Jeanette. Jeanette will give you a fantastic reading there. Hi, Jeanette. Over to you.
Okay.
Okay. Hi.
Hi,
Rebecca. Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Happy Easter to you and your family, darling. Okay.
Thank
now
you.
Then, thank you. As I'm linking in with your energy, darling, what I'm picking up strongly about you is there seems to be a decision around you that you need to make. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I feel that you've been putting this decision off. Okay. And I feel that you've been putting this decision off now for a little while, and I feel it's something to do with your security. Do you understand that, sweetheart?
Yes.
Right, okay, because you've got the link. I also feel, okay, that you're quite intuitive yourself, Rebecca. So I wouldn't be
yes.
surprised if you had really, really good gut feelings, because my guides are here now saying that we could work with this lady if she wanted to listen. So are you having... either dreams or sensations or any kind of feelings like this, because I'm really, really drawn to you being quite intuitive, have lots of your own natural abilities.
Yes, I do, and lately too, I've been working on it, so I have a lot of the sensations.
Okay, because they're going to be taking you up to another level. Okay, my love, they're going to be working with
great.
You, and I feel. Yeah, what I'm picking up with you, okay, is when they're working with you, it's almost as if, to me, this is what it sounds like. It sounds like you're not hearing it clearly, because it's almost as if it's almost like the radio has not been tuned in properly. Do you understand that, darling? So it's like
yes.
you're getting mumbling voices, that they're not clear. It's just
yes.
like mumbling voices, and it's like so. Sometimes you think you hear your name being called, that kind of a feeling?
Yes.
Right, okay. Well, they're trying to work with you. And I feel what they're telling me to tell you is that you need to get involved in a circle or go to some kind of a spiritualist place where, you know, where you can learn, because there's definitely a lot of high level of intuition with you. And also cards as well. I feel that you would work very well with cards, oracle
okay.
cards, tarot cards, and also healing, okay. Are you or are you thinking about going into some kind of Reiki healing or spiritual healing? Or do you work
I'm
in a healing profession
right
anyway? Pardon?
I'm going through it. I've always been interested and always have done it on my own, but right now I'm being I have a mentor and I'm being trained.
Right, lovely.
You know, she's working with
have
me.
You had the atonement to Reiki yet, my love?
Yes.
Right,
and
okay, because I can feel
a
that.
Lot of,
yeah. And has it unblocked a lot of things to you? Because it's
well,
like, so what I'm getting is like a release of a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's been very difficult. A
right.
lot of stuff coming
okay.
up.
Okay, well, that's good. Okay, it's good that it's coming out. I'm also a Reiki healer myself, darling, and I'm feeling that entonement around you. I'm feeling that I'm blocked in two areas when I'm linking into your energy. I feel like there's the heart chakra and also the throat chakra. So I feel sometime in your life you felt like you didn't have your own voice. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, and I actually have dreams where I'm choking.
Right, okay.
So I know.
Well, I'm going to send you healing in that area, okay, darling? because I just feel like as though the and please wear some turquoise around your throat, because that'll help unblock any kind of areas of communication. I feel that you would make a wonderful healer. I feel that there's a high level of abilities there for you. I feel your life hasn't been very easy. And I feel many times in your younger days, I want to go back now to when I'm about between the ages of 12 to 15. There was issues around you there. Can you relate to that, please?
Yes.
Right, sweetheart. Okay. Well, it's good to get these things out, okay? And I feel that this is where the core of your blockages are. From the age of about 12 to 15, there's blockages there, and I feel like I want to take you by the hand and deal with those things from that time with you, okay? I'm sure that you're going to get this out with the Reiki, and I'm going to send you some healing on this, okay? But I really do feel that your guides are working with you to get the balance around you, sweetheart, okay? Please carry on with your healing work, because you are what I would say a natural light worker, okay? And I feel that this is the start of a journey, sweetheart, and I'm sorry if I've made you cry, but I hope that these are tears of joy, because we're unblocking things.
Yeah.
And we're helping you to move on from things.
Yeah.
Okay, sweetheart, and my energy is there with you tonight. So I'm helping you move on from these difficulties. All right? So I
Thank
feel whatever
you.
Happened in that time, okay, between the ages of 12 to 15 was very traumatic, and you really have had to live with something. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
You okay? Well, let's all give you a healing, blast of healing tonight. All the Reiki healers out there who are listening to the show, let's all send some love and healing to this lovely lady. I do feel that there's going to be a lot of new doors opening for you, actually, darling. All right. And I would say that you have to continue on your journey of development, because I do feel that there's a lot of high level of ability there for you. And I feel that you're going to go from strength to strength. And I hope that that's helped you this evening, my love.
Oh, yes, I feel so blessed. Thank you so much.
Okay, my love, and it's been lovely reading for you as well. Thank you very much for allowing me to connect with you.
Thank you. God bless.
Okay,
and you too.
Thank you, Rebecca, for calling. And remember, come on over to Mike's Spirit FM Archives. We will copy that reading. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Happy Easter to y'all.
Oh, bless you, sweetie.
Okay, here we go again, here with pressing the buttons and nothing's happening.
Oh, well, let's just chat for a couple of minutes, shall we?
Oh, hang on, something is going on. There we are. I think this is Alison. Let me just bring Alison in. Hi, Alison.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. It's been a very interesting show.
No problem. Well, it has been interesting from this end. I can assure you that much.
Okay. I bet it
Next
is.
Over to you.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Alison.
Hi.
Hi. Happy holidays to you. And whereabouts are you, sweetheart?
I'm in Colorado.
Colorado. Oh, I've got a cousin. My cousin Tom lives in Colorado with his family, so I'll just say a quick hello to my cousin, so I know he's probably listening. So how can I help you this evening, sweetheart?
I don't really have anything specific. Open to whatever comes through.
Okay.
Or whoever comes through. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Let me just link in then and see what I can come up with. Because as I'm linking in, I feel a real buzz around you. Okay. I'm just getting a real buzz around you. So it's like, thank you. Okay. Ooh, hang on. Right, I'm being made to jump around. It's almost like I'm excited. So would you understand while I'm feeling excited? It's like a real buzz. It's like I'm getting a real energy flow here. So it's like everything's on the go for you. Do you understand this?
In a manner, in some fashion, yes, in some fashion.
And while I'm saying this, okay, I'm being now. Spirit normally come to me standing up, okay? They walk into the room and they stand next to me. Now, as I'm speaking, okay, I've got a lovely lady. She's her energy is a little bit weak, but she's actually sitting down, okay, which is not the norm for me. And she's just sitting there watching. And let me describe her to you, okay? I want to say she's probably in about 76 to 82 bracket, okay? She looks to me like she's grandmother. I feel like she's grandmother on... Okay, oh, okay, thank you. She's talking about dad's side of the family? Yep, dad's side of the family, she's saying to me. Do you understand this link? Lovely lady, spirit world, on the dad's side of the family.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I did have a grandmother. I didn't know her well, but in life. But, yes, I knew who she was.
Right, so you would understand, okay, why she's talking to me about the fact that she would have had to have sat down for long periods of time. She's telling me,
yeah,
I can't stand, I have to sit down for long periods of time. Okay, sweetheart, you just sit there and let me work, okay? Okay, okay. Right, what's the reason for you coming through, sweetie? Okay. She's just telling me, actually, the reason why I'm walking around as I am, feeling so energetic, is because you've actually been very busy recently, okay? And it's like you've been non-stop. You understand this?
At my job, I do a lot of physical. Actually, it's a menial job, but there's a lot of physical labor. So I'm always like doing something. I'm walking, or it's not a desk job. So there's a lot of movement.
She's moving away from that, and she's telling me actually you're doing a lot for others. Okay, thank you. She's giving me the name of also the name of Kim. Okay. I feel like the name Kim is probably on the earth plane rather than being in spirit world, okay, and is around you. You may need to think outside of the box here, okay, but you understand the name of Kim?
Not at all. I don't know anyone named Kim.
Right. Keep an eye out for this name or this person called Kim, because they're going to be coming into your life circle, okay? What's the Kim for then? What's the Kim?
Okay.
I want to give you a friend connection here, okay, with this person, Kim. Okay, it's going to be a friend connection. It's almost like it's going to be like a new buddy. You'll start going out. You start, doing things together. But it's Kim, okay? It's a female, okay? I'm going to tell you the energy is a female. So look out for a female energy with the name of Kim. But it's spelt weird. It's, I know I've got a sister Kim, K-I-M. But this is like K-Y-M, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to know when this person comes into your life, okay, because of the spelling. Okay, thank you.
Okay,
thank you. Okay. Have you also been doing, this is going to be a weird one, have you been doing, like, the lottery or something like that recently?
I did recently buy a few lotto tickets for the really mega, it was the mega Powerball, whatever, the huge one that the United States just had. But of course I won. Of course I didn't win it. I mean, it's just zillions of dollars seemingly. And I normally don't play, but it was such a large amount of money that I did buy a few lotto tickets. And of course I didn't win even a dollar. So I don't play very often. In fact, it's got to be like a huge sum of money to make me throw my money in.
I think anybody seeing that huge sum of money would be tempted to at least put a dollar on, or as over here it would be a pound.
Right.
But she's, this lady, okay, that's here, she's not dead set against gambling. It's just a waste of money, she's telling me, okay? She's telling me that you could have put it to better use, even if it was just a dollar. She's telling me you could have put it to better use, okay? I want to draw your attention also to the garden, okay? She's talking about gardening. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Are you actually drawing my attention to garden? Yeah, she's talking about the garden. But she's telling me that there's something that needs to be done in your garden, your backyard. Okay. Now, she's talking about fencing or fence panels. Would that make any sense to you?
I live in an apartment building. And I just rent a room in an apartment building. It's not even,
so you don't have a garden.
Yeah. No, I don't have a garden. And anything that is even back there is not my responsibility, because I'm just a renter in a room in somebody else's apartment.
Okay. Right.
So
I have to stick with the information that I'm given, okay? Just talking about a garden, a backyard where work is needed to be done, okay? It needs to be done because the work has been dragging on and on and on. It's not getting finished. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, thank you. What's that? Okay. She's talking to me about daughter. So maybe if you have a daughter, maybe look at your daughter's side.
I don't have a daughter, no. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Sorry about that. We since technical issue. Are we still?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go on. We're still there.
Okay.
Still here, yeah.
Technical issue. Don't worry about it. Okay. So I was talking about. Do you have a daughter? I know I should be asking questions.
No,
okay,
I don't.
Why are you talking about daughter? Okay. Okay. Daughter. Okay. Okay. Right. Okay. Right. I wanted to get clarification from this lovely lady of what she's on about with daughter. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. This is really confusing for me as well. Okay, because she's adamant about daughter. Okay, and this is where the fence panel is. Okay. Thank you. Daughter. Are you sure? Okay. Would you understand? The only way I could do this is actually give you the information and then make sure you can make sense of this, okay? Because she's talking about father and daughter, okay? So father and daughter, but I feel actually, this doesn't make sense to me. Okay. Right. So I think what she might mean is either a niece. Because what she's talking to me, I'll tell you exactly how she's saying it, is father, look at grandfather, but father, his daughter, okay, niece, has a problem, or there is something going on around that lady, okay? Would you make any sense of this at all? Because it's mind-boggling to me.
This is my paternal grandmother saying this, is that correct?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Okay, once again, could you repeat the sequence of relatives, please?
Right, okay. Right, she's talking about father, okay? So she's talking about dad or father, but his daughter. So I want to say more of grandfather, okay? But the daughter, so it would be like a niece or something like that. Niece, I don't know how the family go, but the niece. And she's, it's like there's something going on with her house or her backyard where work hasn't been done. Do you understand this?
No, not at all. That side of my family is very, I don't know how to say, unknown to me, you know, is unknown to me. So I couldn't respond.
I have to say, it's from the information, from the information she's given me, it is actually quite confusing because I pass on all the information that I get given from the spirit world, because otherwise it would just be a waste of time them coming here. Okay, so this could be something that could be cropping up in your path, in your life, okay, where things will make sense. But also she wants me to draw my attention to my energy levels as well, because she's telling me my energy levels are low. So, but she wants to place this on you. So your energy levels haven't been quite what they should be. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay. She's also given me the idea of, or feeling that, of dizziness as well. It's like, and slight confusion. You'd understand this?
Yes.
Okay. But she's also saying that, okay, right, thank you. Obviously, I'm not a doctor. I can't tell you, I can't tell you anything medical. But she's also saying that you're a bit nervous about going to a doctor about this as well. You'd make sense of this?
I don't have a doctor, and I don't have the money to go, and I don't have insurance, so it's a moot point.
Right, okay. But she's also, okay, thank you. But she's also given me a pain in my head, okay? So, and it's on the left-hand side of my head. But you'd understand this as well. So you've been getting, like, a headache?
It's not a localized pain, but, yeah, I do get a headache. I get a variety of headaches, sometimes migraines, sometimes sinus. Yeah, a variety of headaches, and they're very baffling.
Okay.
Tons of the cause of them, yes.
Right, because she's also talking to me about wearing glasses, okay?
Yes.
Either you wear glasses, either your
yes.
if you do your prescription
yes.
is wrong. Thank you. Just saying that your eyes have become a little bit weaker, so you need to go and get your eyes checked again. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Because she's talking to me and she's showing me as well as I look at the wall and pictures on the wall here, okay, my eyes are going slightly blurry, so it's either the vision is slightly more blurry as well for you, and this is sometimes a cause of the pain or the headaches that we get. You understand this?
Yes. Yes, okay. I've wondered whether or not that was one of the problems, not the only problem, but I've wondered about that, yes.
Okay, sweetheart. So what you need to do, sweetheart, is what she's saying is... okay, thank you. If you can't afford the insurance to go to the doctor there, can you at least go to see an optician to see about your eyes? Because it will clear up some of the stuff that's going on, like the headaches and the dizziness. Because our ears are our balance, our eyes are our sight, and you know if they're not synced, that we feel rather wobbly and out of motion. So you need to go and do this. But also,
okay.
She's given me this buzz of excitement around you. So it's like everything's. I wanted to say the word tickety boo, which is like everything's okay, okay. But you need to obviously think. What I would say to you here at this point is, I'm going to leave this reading here. Okay, so take your nan's love with you, even though you didn't know her that well. But what you do is you go back to the archive, listen to the reading again. Okay, over and over again, so you can actually understand where I'm coming from, and then you might actually start to understand a bit more about this family side that you don't understand that much about. But I do feel the person with the Kim name is going to come into your life, okay? And also the person that, or family member with a problem with a backyard or fencing problem, okay, is going to be coming into your life as well, okay? So take the love from the spirit world, okay? And I hope that sort of... gives you something to go on.
Can I ask for a clarification? Are the headaches caused by my glasses are pretty new. That's why I'm a little surprised at that information. But I have speculated that that's the cause. Is that the primary cause of the headaches, or the prescription is a little bit off on the eyeglasses?
Okay, let me just
I'm
really
ask. Surprised.
Let
yeah,
me ask.
They are,
okay,
they are new.
Well, okay, what I'm going to do here quickly, okay, I'm just going to ask my spirit doctor that I work very closely with, okay, thank you, DJ, okay, glasses, are they the cause of the eyesight problem, or the headaches?
Yes.
Okay, he's just saying yes is the answer, it is part of the problem, he said there's something weird about your glasses, either the glass is weird, it's like, I don't know, because what he's doing is showing me the glasses, and he's showing me that the glass hasn't been cut right, or it's slightly out of focus. Either the glass is slightly out of focus, and it's contradictory to what it's supposed to be doing. Okay, so I would take the glasses back, get them checked, get your eyesight checked again, just to double check. Okay, but it will help with that problem.
Okay. That's really interesting. Okay, thank you very, very much.
All
right,
sweetheart.
I'll follow up on that. Thank
okay,
you
you're
very,
welcome.
Very much. Bless you. You're happy
sweetheart.
Easter. Uh-huh.
And to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, guys, I think it's time that we went to a short break. And, you know, I don't know, you obviously all know Katy Perry, but I found this song by Katy Perry. It's one that's, it's actually a new song. It's called A Part of Me, and I'm sure that you're all going to enjoy it. So here we go.
So why are you still with him then?
He says that one day he wants to have kids with me and that he hates traveling and being away from me.
So what's the problem?
How come it takes him like 2 hours to call me back? I just think that's shady.
That shady's running around.
You're such a liar.
Hey.
No, no.
Hey, sorry.
Here you go.
Oh. Hey, come on.
Don't
Let's talk about this for 1 second.
I'm done.
Just for 1 second.
Don't touch me.
It's not what you think.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's not. Come on. Let's talk about this.
Well, I think everything is going wrong tonight, you guys. That wasn't the end of the song. Here we go. And that was the end of that song. Let's go here.
So lately, I'm wondering who will be there to take my place when I'm gone. If a great wave shall fall, it'll fall upon us all. And between sand and stone, could you make it on?
Welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. This is the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with my two wonderful, Nick is my co-host tonight, as you can hear. I'm not feeling very well myself, and the wonderful Jeanette Coombs. Guys, did you enjoy that broken up bit of music there?
Most enjoyable.
I like that Katy Perry song. I thought that was fantastic.
You know what? I found that. My daughter was on the computer with me. And he's looking for, and he's looking at Katy Perry. And, you know, if you actually watch the video, Jeanette, I must say, oh my God, you know, it's absolutely amazing song. And the video to it is absolutely amazing. You know, every time I watch it, it hits me right there, you know, every single time. Because it's, if you see the video and listen to the song at the same time, it's absolutely perfect. But never mind, let's go back to the phone lines. And I do believe that we have area code 917. We do have two of you, so I'm going to give you the last four digits of your number. It's 917 is your area code, 6434.
That's me. Hi, how are you?
Hi, and what's your name?
Daniela.
Daniela. Okay, Daniela, I'm going to hand you over to the wonderful Jeanette. Jeanette, it's all over to you.
Hi, Daniela. Happy Easter to you.
I'm doing well, thanks. Happy Easter to you, too.
Okay, darling. Right. Now then, what I'm linking in with you is about communication. Do you understand that?
Okay.
It's almost
as if
it's almost like as though there's someone around you. It's either a distance between you or there's an actual emotional or a physical distance. Do you understand? I want to talk to someone, but there seems to be like some kind of a wedge. Can you take that, please?
Sure.
Right. Okay. I feel that this is a gentleman, Daniela. Okay? So is there a gentleman around you that is not that either open, talkative, or is actually quite distant from you?
In and out, one foot in, one foot out, you know.
Right.
Can't set
okay,
the
and I...
Exactly.
Right, because I feel that this is not what you really want, okay?
No.
I feel that this guy's got issues. He's quite a closed person. I don't know whether or not he's been hurt in the past, but I really am drawn to the fact that he's not the world's best for, what's the word I'm looking at? He's not really reliable all the time. It's as if he's kind of very inconsistent. That's the word. Can you understand that, please?
Yeah, preoccupied with other things.
Preoccupied with other things, okay. Well, I do feel that for you, okay, I feel that this situation has been going on for a little while now, and it's really getting you quite frustrated because you don't know how to change it. It's like a pattern seems to be forming. Does that make sense, darling?
Yes.
Right. Okay, well, it's all about breaking that pattern because I feel for the last 5 weeks, maybe 5 months, okay, I'm going to go with 5 weeks, I feel, because that's what I was really focusing on. Over the last 5 weeks, it seems to be very kind of hit and miss with you guys talking to each other and having any kind of a relationship there.
Yeah, yes. And that's on his part.
Right. Yes.
Yeah,
I do feel that. Has this guy got dark hair, dark eyes, please, Daniela?
Mm-mm, dark hair, blue eyes.
Right, because there is another guy coming in around you that likes you with dark hair and dark eyes. Okay, not blue eyes, dark hair and dark eyes. I feel this guy, he comes to me like he comes across like an earth sign. Okay, he's quite dependable, quite steady. I feel that you've got another option if you want to take it. Okay, between now and August, I feel you're going to choose where you're going to be going because I feel this guy that you're with right now, I feel he needs to up his game if he wants to keep you. Can you understand that?
Yes. And I said ante up, so I've already said it. So, okay. And
you've already said that to him, have you? Okay, because I'm so drawn to you having this conversation about... Come on now, you know, I am here because it's almost as if, okay, this guy kind of really thinks that it's okay to just do the way he's treating you, he feels like as though it's acceptable and it's not because you're feeling it and I'm feeling your stress and I'm feeling the energy that's coming from you and I'm feeling it's bordering on annoyance and frustration. Do you get that?
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. Okay, well, darling, what I need you to do tonight, okay, is just sit down and think about this, okay, and really think about what you want, because I feel that you need to pull your energies back into yourself and focus on you and where you need to be, because I feel that over the next 3 months, there's going to be some new opportunities coming in for you. I'm very, very drawn to that with you. I've also got a lady coming through from Spirit, okay, who I believe... is either a grandmother or an auntie because I feel that this lady was kind of old when she passed. Do you understand that?
Okay.
Lisa?
I'm not connecting with that, the older person, but...
Right,
I'm...
okay, this is either a grandmother coming through, or this is like a great aunt, okay? But this is back. This is not a recent passing. This is someone who's passed over quite some time ago, all right? But she's aware of your situation. And what she's kind of giving me to give to you is look into yourself about this guy because I'm so very, very drawn to choices coming in for you on quite a few different levels. And I would also say as well that there's a feeling of a lot of red energy around you, okay? So it's a case of you can be a very direct person when you want to be, and it's the base chakra with you that's out of alignment, because I feel that you're not really being your true potential with this guy, and it's like an ongoing pattern with him that you need to look at. You kind of need to strip this relationship back to the basis and really figure out whether or not this guy is giving you what you need or not. And I feel between now and August, you're going to be doing that. And whichever way it goes, there's going to be some really new, exciting beginnings coming in for you, because I know you do a lot of, you are definitely doing, I'm really drawn to you doing a lot of soul searching and a lot of really hard thinking about where your life is going to be. Also as well with you, are you looking at a new career, please?
In the middle of it, in the middle of changing.
Right, because I feel it's going to be a good change. I've just been told, I've just had a big tick in my head, okay? So that to me is like a big thumbs up yes. That's going to be very, very, very good for you. So as I feel now that I've just got like that feeling in the pit of my stomach with you, that you have really heartedly had enough of the way things are, and you are making the changes in your life. It's going to be your energy that's going to get things moving to get you in a situation where you feel happier with your job, you feel happier with your relationship, and this guy's got, like I would say, about 3 months before he really decides whether or not he's going to up his game with you and give you more what you're looking for. It's almost as if this, you've had a little bit of a wake-up call. So something he's done to you over the last 4 or 5 weeks have made you realize where you need to be going with this. Do you understand that?
Very much so. Very much so.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you for allowing me to link in with you this evening. But I would say
thank
what
you.
I'm feeling is between now and August is going to be a big turnaround, and it's going to be you that's going to be coming out of this getting what you want. And I hope that that's helped you this evening, darling.
That has, very much so. Thank you so much.
Thank you, darling. Happy Easter to your family.
Thanks.
And remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM where you'll have a copy of that reading, and we say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Happy Easter.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines. I do believe that we have Lisa online there. Lisa Lord, are you there with us, Lisa?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, coming over you.
Good, good. Okay, I'm going to hand you over to Nick now. Nick, you okay there?
I'm here. I'm well, yes. Thank you, Mike. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Lisa. Can I just ask where you're calling from?
Wales.
Wales? Okay,
yes.
Wales, I love the accent. I'm an Englishman living in Wales, but I still love the accent. Okay.
That's good.
So how is it I can help you with this evening? Is it what part of your life would you like to guide?
Relationship-wise, mostly.
Relationship-wise, okay. Okay. Hang on a second, and let me just link into the spirit world, okay? Let me see what comes through for you. Okay. Okay. Lisa, I don't want to come across as sounding rude, okay? But would you understand that I feel like I'm jumping from one to another? Would you understand that without sounding rude?
No.
It's not that you're how to say it nicely. I just feel like
I know what you're trying to say, but no.
You don't, okay.
No,
because
it's like 5 years apart.
Right, okay. Why am I feeling
from
like that,
one
then?
To another, if that makes any sense.
Okay. Okay. I have to say, it's not in quick succession. I do have to say that, okay?
Okay.
I have to stick with what I'm saying, as I have said all evening, okay? And through all the readings that I do feel like I've jumped from one to another, okay? But you would make sense of that. I'm not saying that you put yourself around. I'm just saying that there was a jump from one to another. You would understand this.
No, I don't.
Okay, let me work with it for a minute, okay?
Okay.
Okay, because she wants to know about... Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Because while I'm talking to you and I'm trying to explain what I mean, okay, I've got a lovely lady presenting herself forward from the spirit world for you, okay? I want to say that she's a gran, and she would have been on your mother's side of the family. You'd understand this connection?
Definitely.
Okay. because she's the one that's given me this information, okay? That, okay, thank you, sweetheart. What do you mean by from jumping from one to the other? Okay, she's talking about jumping from the pot into the fire.
Got her.
You'd understand this?
Yes.
Okay, jolly good. So I know I'm on the right link then, okay?
Once bitten, twice shy.
Okay. Because also what she's telling me, and this is something that I've always said to people as well, my closure is she's talking about don't go back on old energy. Okay, right. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah.
Because she's talking about... Okay, thank you. She's talking about the fact that there may be the possibility of an old spark being rekindled. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. She's telling me in a lovely Welsh accent, don't go there. Okay? Okay, thank you. Why not, sweetheart? Okay. Okay. Thanks. Now, I have to say this. I've got to say how she said it, because she's given me the expression rough as houses. Okay? Okay, what's that then? Okay. Okay, right, thank you. Tup is the word she's given me. Tup. Okay? Right. Obviously, being Welsh, she'd understand what tup means.
Yeah.
Okay? Because she's... Okay, she didn't like this person that is... in the vicinity. Does that make sense? You don't understand this?
I thought she would have liked him at the time, but now I can understand why she doesn't.
Right, okay. Because she's talking that's why she's talking about rough as houses. This person is rough as houses. Now, for our American listeners, okay, let me explain what tup means, okay? It means idiot. Okay. Dumb, thick. Okay. Stupid. That sort of thing. But it doesn't mean that they were stupid. It's that they come across as that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. She's also talking to me about. Oh, really? Okay. Right. Thank you very much. She just said, "Oh, there's a new gentleman coming in. Okay. But he's going to be a little bit younger. Okay. So if you like your toy boys. Okay.
Hi, Nick.
Sorry.
Never had a toy boy.
Well, she's talking about this. Lad, this, I want to say lad because obviously I'm a bit older than this lad that's coming through. Okay, he's going to be thank you. He's going to be somewhat younger, but he's going to be so mature. Okay, and he's going to be so okay. He just okay. Thank you. Right, she's giving me quite a lot of information. She's saying he's just going to blend in. It's like he's going to walk into your life and like he's never been away. If that makes any sense, because. Thank you. Because she's drawing my attention also to children as well that are around you. So she's talking about kids that you have already.
Yeah.
Okay. Because he's going to be like, he's going to walk in and be like, how do I say that? Do you really want me to say it like that? It's like, oh, she's telling me. So she's just telling me.
Yeah, you will. She'll say it as it is.
She's saying, yeah, say it as I'm saying it. Okay, this is going to sound really rude. But he's going to be like the dad that they never had.
That's right, correct.
Okay. Right, okay. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Because he's going to... Okay, he's just going to... I have to say, he's... let me describe him a little bit if I can, okay?
Okay.
Can you just give me a little bit more of an image of him? What's he going to look like? He's going to like his hair short, okay? So, like, cropped hair, but he's going to be fairly fair as well. So, either... not blonde, but just fair hair, okay?
Okay.
But he's going to like, you know, he's, I want to say he's quite slender, but he's got a good physique, you know, he's muscular, you know, he's toned, I want to say the words, okay? But he's going to walk into your life, he's going to meet the kids, he's going to be there, he's going to be like he just never hasn't been, if you know what I mean, okay? Thank you, sweetheart. Sweetheart, she's also telling me about grandfather that's in spirit as well, and she's talking about... Okay, thank you. The grandfather would have had a bad leg and would have used a stick. You'd understand this.
Someone in the earth plane is.
Oh, that's okay.
Not somebody that's in spirit.
Okay, let me work with this. Hang on. Don't say any more. Okay. Right. Okay. Right. She's talking about a gentleman that... I'm not necessarily saying that this person is in spirit, but she's drawing my attention to a gentleman that is of grandfather.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, thank you very much, sweetheart. Okay. Of grandfather and is has bad leg and uses a stick, but you'd understand that connection, okay, of a grandfather with that condition.
Yes.
Okay. Because she's telling me that this is she. Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. Is that your husband then, sweetie? Okay. This is her husband. You'd understand this.
Oh no, I didn't know him.
Okay. Hang on. Maybe I'm getting a crossover here because I need to get this correct. Is it your husband then on the earth plane? Is he on the earth plane? Because this gentleman, as she's saying, is on the earth plane. So I do feel it's the other one you were talking about.
My father.
It's this gentleman. You'd understand this?
Yeah, my father.
Maybe I'm. Okay. Okay. Can you do me a favour and can you give him. Because he is on the earth plane, isn't he?
Yeah.
Can you give him a big kiss? Okay.
Okay, what's that for? I love him so much.
Right, okay, what's that for then? Because she's telling me, okay, that he has been a really huge support. Okay, you'd understand this.
Oh God, yeah.
He's like, I have to say, this gentleman that she's drawing my attention to that is on the earth plane, okay, he hasn't got much to his name, as in, like, you know, he works hard, he pays the bills, but if he's got it, he will give it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah,
right? Okay. Okay, thank you. It's like, he doesn't care about himself. What he cares about is the people around him, family, that he puts them first all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, sweetheart. Okay. But she also wants to give me strength for you as well, because she's telling me that actually, first of all, she said, oh, you've got a really good group of friends around you that are strong. Okay,
yeah.
This makes sense. But she said, you don't feel strong. This is what she's saying to me. You don't feel strong at this time.
No.
Okay, right, okay. Okay, okay, thank you. She's also telling me that actually you've been quite emotional recently as well.
Yeah.
Okay, right, okay. Okay, thank you. She's also talking about the month of June, that there's something going on around the month of June. Either there was a birth, death, anniversary or something in the month of June. Thank you. Okay. You understand this?
Yeah.
Okay, right, okay. What she's doing here, she's just giving us evidence of who she is for you, okay? That she's, you know, that you can recognise this information. Thank you, sweetheart. Okay. I want to say her appearance to me, okay, she would be of about, I don't know, I'll get my heights wrong sometimes, okay? But she looks about 5'7", but she, how do I say, she would have had, I don't want to say she would have had a big belly, but she, you know, she was homely. Does that make sense? Look towards the middle part of her life. She's telling me, not the end of her life, but towards the middle part of her life.
Right.
Okay. Because she was homely. Okay. Thank you. Well, she's telling me this is when she was happiest, because she obviously when we're happy we put on a bit of weight. Don't I know it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Okay. But she's also drawing. Why are you drawing my attention to that? Is that important? Is that important? Okay. She's also drawing my attention to the lower half of her body. Okay. So like her hips downwards. For some reason, I don't know what the connection here is at the moment. I'm still working on it. Okay. Right. Can you give that to me then? Okay. Right, she's actually drawing my attention to her belly area. Okay, you know I was talking about her belly?
Right.
Because there was a problem with the belly area. Okay, maybe on her passing, but there was something to do with the belly area as well. But she wears really nice clothes, very summery clothes, this is what she's showing me.
Okay.
Does that make sense? You understand
Don't
this?
Give you a name, will you?
Sorry?
Someone give you a name.
A name? Not to me, not always, because I don't generally work with names, but sometimes, hey, they surprise me. Okay, quickly then. Okay, can you give me a name? Can you give me a name? Say again? Can you say again? Because I can't, it's getting mixed up in this. Okay. She has given me a name. I don't feel it's hers. Okay, I feel it's somebody that's around her or around you, but the name is Beatrice or something like that. So, but I don't feel it's anything to do with her. Okay, do you understand the name Beatrice?
No.
Okay. Do you know? when I say Beatrice, I instantly think of Beatrix Potter or whatever it is, the book of animals and stories. I've never read them myself. But do you understand any connection to these stories or these books? What's that then?
No.
Okay. Maybe I've got my next link coming through, but... okay, sweetheart. Why are you showing me the belly and the legs and stuff? Okay. I have to go back to these legs, because I'm going to come to the end of this reading for you, but I want to say and finish on this, okay? I feel very drawn to the bottom half again of her body. So either there was a lack of movement, okay, but again around the belly area. Do you understand this?
I could ask.
I feel you're going to have to find out or ask, because she's quite adamant, because what she's doing, she's drawing really close to me, and I'm holding my belly because it's slightly in pain. So either she had discomfort in that area on her passing, but also my legs feel really stiff. Okay, so maybe you need to find out about this as well. Okay. Okay. But all she's talking, just quickly before she goes back. Okay. She's also talking about teaching. Okay.
Yeah.
Teaching. Okay. I thought it was actually like an educational thing. Like maybe this is something that you should look into. But she's talking about teaching somebody a lesson. Okay. Teaching somebody a lesson.
Wow. That sounds interesting, Nick.
Teaching somebody a lesson. What's that about? Okay. It's almost like a sweet revenge, she's saying.
Oh, please. I'd love it.
But be careful with sweet revenge. Okay?
I'd love for somebody to knock the door and for me to turn around and say, on you a bike. That's the revenge I want.
But she's talking about, this is something that obviously you're wanting. Okay, but she's talking about sweet revenge. Please be warned for sweet revenge, because karma has a magical way of coming back. Okay,
oh,
a lot worse.
Karma has a lovely train, and I'm sure that he will have his karma one day.
Okay, so I'm going to end on that delightful note, okay?
Brilliant.
About this karma, okay? But remember the information, obviously, you know, you can go back to mikespirit.fm, okay, and listen to the archive,
yeah,
to the reading, and go back to it at your pleasure and listen to it and listen to it and listen to it, okay, sweetheart? But take this lovely lady's love from the spirit world, okay? Thank you for working with me, and also thank Spirit for working with me tonight as well. But thank you for phoning in.
Thanks, Nick. God bless.
And to you, sweetheart. Happy Easter.
And you too. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I do believe that we have area code 917 ending in 09. Hi, are you there with us?
Hello, I'm so glad you're able to take my call and put
no
me
problem.
Back in the queue, because I accidentally cut myself off.
That's
Thank
no
you so
problem.
Much.
So can we take your name, please?
It's Ellen, and I'm calling from New York.
Okay. Okay, well, it's over to you, Jeanette.
Okay, this is Ellen, yeah?
Yes.
Hi, Ellen. Happy Easter to you, darling. Okay, and now then, I'm going to have a look at you. Is there any area that you'd like me to have a look at? Because I feel, when I'm linking into your energy, that we need to talk about families. Do you understand that, my love?
Yes, but only bring me good news. I'm sorry. I don't want somebody from the past coming out and telling me I'm not good enough or something like that. So only if they want to say something nice to me do I want to listen.
Okay, darling. Now, what I'm looking at with you, okay, is that there seems to have been a conflict or a little bit of conflict around your family over the last few months. Do you understand that, my love?
Actually, my father passed end of last year, so I imagine the conflict is pretty much over at this point.
Right. Now, has there been a little bit of squabbling, or someone has been as good as you thought they would be, or that kind of a feel about since he passed, there's been a few little hiccups or obstacles that you've had to deal with, my love?
No, I'm out of it. I haven't dealt with anybody from the family since his passing.
Right, okay, because I just feel that there was a little niggle there. Maybe that was you backing yourself away to protect yourself from it. Can you take that, my love?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Now, your dad, okay, did he pass to the spirit world quite quickly after being ill?
Yes.
Right, because I'm really drawn to his energy. Was he quite a strong character, very family orientated when he was alive, please?
No, he wasn't. He was very distant,
okay, because,
and self-involved.
Right, because there's another gentleman coming through with him, okay, and I feel that this is his father, because I've got a gentleman here who is a very strong, upstanding man, and he was very, very family-focused and very family-orientated. So I don't know whether or not you can remember. Yeah, can you remember your granddad?
I only met him a few times.
Sorry?
I really did.
Okay,
I only met him a few times. He lived in a different country.
Right, because I feel he was family focused, and I feel the message that he's bringing in for you on this tonight is that you need to be kind of really pulling things together for yourself, because I feel over the last few months there's been a few different things that you've had to deal with. I know that you've lost your dad, and even though you said that you weren't very close to him on this physical earth, I feel when you go over to spirit, you know, you learn your lessons, and I do feel that your father is coming in with him with an element of regret as well about the fact that you weren't that close on this side. But I feel that with your dad, was there like a split in your family? Because I feel like as though there's another family or there's another branch somewhere else.
Well, my parents are immigrants, so I have family elsewhere. Another country,
right,
so that's it.
This is the branch, because I feel that there's a split, okay, and it's not really just all contained around you. I feel like so there's a distance there, but I feel that it's a geographical distance and also emotional distance as well, okay? I do feel, though, that there is going to be news about that branch of the family coming towards you. It's almost as like someone that you haven't seen for a long time wants to come in with news, because I've got someone coming in wanting to come close to you, and I feel that it's going to be a message from that side of your family, and I feel that it's going to be loving, and I feel that it's going to be nice for you. And I also feel as well that for you, the phase that you're in now, it's like overcoming obstacles in your life. I feel that you've been very, very busy lately trying to sort out a few things, but I feel what you're actually looking for is to feel peace and love around you, okay? And I do feel that over the next few months that balance is going to start settling, and you are really, really, really going to be feeling better in yourself and more at peace. But I would certainly watch out for family contact from abroad, because I feel that there's news coming in with one or two family members that you haven't seen for a very, very long time, darling. Can you take that, please?
Oh, yes. I would look forward to that.
And I feel it's going to be good, and I feel that this is going to be lots of love coming in, and it's almost as if your father's passing is going to be mending bridges, okay, because it's like bridges are going to be crossed, and I feel that the family are going to be coming back together a little bit more. So in a way, your father's passing has opened these doors for these people to come back around you. So I feel that there's more love coming all around you. So really speaking, even though you've been through this very, very upsetting time of grieving, I do feel that there is going to be good coming out of this, and it is going to be a very good time for you, darling, and I hope that that's helped you this evening.
Terrific. That sounds wonderful.
Oh, bless you. Thank you so much for allowing me to work with you.
Thank you, Jeanette.
Bye-bye, my love, and happy Easter.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. I believe that we have area code 919 there. Hi. Area code 919, you there?
Hi there, I'm here.
Hi, can I have your name, please?
My name is April.
April, hi, April.
Yeah, hey, thank you for taking my call.
No problem at all, pleasure's all ours. Now, let me hand you over to our Nick.
Hi, April.
Hi, Nick, how you doing?
Hi, I'm very well. Happy holidays. Yeah, cool. So, how can I help you?
Well, I guess
I just wanted a general reading, see what comes up. But I've also got a fella named Joey I'm curious about.
Okay. Well, I'm going to keep this short and sweet, okay, because I know time's ticking by. We've got lots of people coming through on the telephone lines. Okay, thank you. Okay, right. Because there's two elements that I need to go to very quickly, okay? Obviously, one is love life, because... Thank you. Right, okay. Because I've got a gentleman here that's linked to you in spirit world. I believe he would be a grandfather figure on your mum's side of the family. And he's saying, actually, he's sending a new energy in for you, okay? Because he's telling me almost like you've been a little bit lost in yourself recently. Uh-huh. Do you understand this?
Yeah,
okay. But also, I want to go to your work side as well. Okay, so there's work coming in. I feel like there's a change of job, okay, for you. Or thank you very much. He's just saying to me, no, sir, it's not a change of job. It's a change of location, a relocation for you. Okay, this is coming up for you. Okay, don't think it's not going to be a great distance. Okay, so when we say relocation, it could be just down the street. Okay. Because, you know, it could be a new job that way. But there's definitely a relocation for you. Okay, can you give me a bit more?
Okay.
Okay. Right, thank you. I want to take your attention to... your mum's side of family? Very briefly, okay? To a gran that's on the earth plane. Okay, you understand this? On your mum's side of family, you've got a gran that's still on the earth plane?
No, she's passed.
Are we on mum's side of the family?
All my grands are passed, and grandfathers.
Because he's talking about mum's side of the family, gran on mum's side of the family.
Okay.
It could be me, because what I'm doing is I'm trying to get through this message as quickly as possible, okay? Because he's just saying, okay, thank you. Just briefly, he's just saying, actually, the passing over of gran wasn't that long ago, he's telling me, okay? Do you understand this?
Okay.
You understand that?
It's been about 10 years or so.
Okay, thank you. Because what he's doing, he just wanted to briefly say, okay, I'll say it how he's saying it. Stop worrying, okay?
Okay.
Okay, right, okay. He's telling me that do you understand the terminology of fluffing around? You're sort of like, you're in no man's land. You're like, you're dithering around on certain things. You understand this?
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, he wants you to stop this, okay? Because, right, thank you. He's telling me you've got a strong mind. You know what you want to do. You just need to go ahead and do it. But also, I want to go back to this grand connection as well, because he's talking about, okay, right, I understand now, thank you very much. He's wanting to say, because gran's not here with me, he's just making my attention to that gran, and he's saying to me that gran wants to say hello, okay, and not just to you, but also to mum, okay? Does that make sense?
Okay.
And also he wants to say to your mum as well, if you could pass this message on, okay, the holiday that she's been thinking about, she should do it. She should go on a holiday. There's a holiday around her that she's been thinking about, or they've been thinking about doing together, or something like this. She needs to go and do it, okay? But I know it's not nice of you, but I'm going to have to leave this message really short, okay? But I do feel this a really nice energy coming for you, and a really nice gentleman coming in for you, okay? But also look at this relocation. It's coming up, okay?
Okay.
But also about September time, I want to say as well. There's something going on in September month as well. So this could be a birth celebration or something, okay? So take the love from Spirit World, okay? And if you wish to obviously listen back to this message, go into the archives of Mike Spirit FM, okay? And you can listen to your pleasure, okay, sweetheart? Sorry to keep it short, but
that's
we need to get
okay.
on.
Thank you.
All right, sweetheart.
So much.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, guys, we're almost at the end of the show. I'm not going to bring any more people in for readings right now, okay? So I want to apologize to all those that's still on the phone lines. But, you know, Nick, I want to thank you for stepping into my position there, because, you know, even being sat here, It's not been good, but never mind. But I want to thank you, Dealey, Nick, and why not tell us all of the listeners about your show again on Tuesday?
Yes, show obviously every Tuesday, the Nick Humphries Medium Show. It runs from 9:30 till 10:30 every Tuesday. However, the announcement is that I believe that on the Tuesday, the 1st of May, my show is changing. It will be going from 9 to 11, a two-hour show. It's going to be longer, obviously, so it'd be a greater chance for me to invite, obviously, have guests on, interview the guests. We could do joint readings, more readings for those lovely people out there. So, I'm excited by it because an hour goes past so quick, and 2 hours is just really great to have. I think, obviously, Mike will agree with me.
Almost definitely. You know, I've always done a two-hour show, particularly on Mike Spirit FM. And, you know, again, a two-hour show goes by in it feels like 10, 15 minutes, doesn't it? You know, it just flies by.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I'm actually looking forward, Nick, to increasing your time on the air because I know that, you know, people do like you. You know,
do you think?
Yeah, they kind of getting used to you now. And, you know, no, all joking aside, no, I think that your show warrants going up to a two-hour show. But also, I want to say as well that Oscar, we all remember Oscar. Oscar stepped in for Andrew Thursday, as Andrew is unable to be with us last week. Or next week, he's not going to be able to be with us, and Oscar's going to step in kindly again. So, but the Wednesday after, which is the... 1 second and I will tell you. Let me turn a few pages over here. It's the 18th, which I thought it was. Wednesday the 18th, that's when Oscar will start doing his own show on Wednesday. And I'm sure that's at 10:30 UK time, which is 5:30 Eastern Standard Time. So don't forget, tune in to Nick on Tuesday, Oscar on Thursday, and back with me then on the Sunday. And that's with a great friend of mine from Australia. That's Matthew James, who's going to be the guest next week. But I want to thank Jeanette, the guest this week. Thank you, Jeanette, for coming on.
Oh, it's been lovely. I've really enjoyed it, Mike. As you know, it's been great. And lovely working with you and Nick, which is the first time, so it's been fab.
Well, yeah, it's been great working with you as well, Jeanette. Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay.
It's the first of many times to come, isn't it? Because I know that we're going to chat in a little while, Jeanette, and maybe iron out a few creases, so to speak, and see what develops here on Mike Spirit FM, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic, but yeah, really great.
Okay, well, do you want to give us your website details, Jeanette, and your Facebook details?
Yeah, I'd love to. My website is Jeanette _ Combe, which is Combe, _ Psychic Tarot .co.uk, and also my Facebook is Jeanette Anne Combe. I've also got another one which is an open one called Jeanette Anne Psychic. And if you'd like to Skype me, it's all one word, Jeanette Anne Psychic, all one word together. So, yeah, if you want to get in touch with me, there's a couple of ways you can do it. So it's been fantastic, Mike. Really loved it.
Well, I thank you very much for taking the time, because I know that you're very busy, because I know you work on TV as well.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
ITV.
Yeah, Sky. Yeah.
So it's that's on channel 886, isn't it?
885, the show that I'm on. Yeah, 885, yeah.
Okay. And so tell us briefly what you do on there.
Okay, well, it's a live interactive show, very, very much like what we are doing here tonight. Instead of it being radio, it's television, so people can see us, and we take live calls on air, and we have live calls coming into the booth, and we do kind of readings as well, but it's not so much medium readings there, it's psychic readings and cards. So yeah, it's just another side of how I like to work, Mike, to be honest with you.
Okay, so you can call in to the show, is it?
Yeah, you certainly can.
Okay, and how do people do that?
Right, well, there's a 0905 number, or there's the 0800 number, and you can pay by debit or credit card. So, and also people send in live texts as well. So it's very much a fast-paced, interactive show. Very much on the same as you do here. Only difference is that they can see us on the TV and they can't see us on the radio. But other than that, everything is pretty much the same.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, so Nick, you are
yes.
www.nick-humphreys.co.uk. Is that right?
No, .com.
Oh, see, I get it wrong every week.
But can I just spell my surname? Because there's a lot of ways that you can spell my surname, okay? It's H-U-M-P-H-R-I-E-S. A lot of people do ask, so I just thought I'd say that. But it is .com, not .co.uk.
Okay, it's .com. Nick Humphreys. No, Nick-Humphreys.com.
Yep.
And on Facebook, we can catch you on...
Nick Humphreys.
Just Nick Humphreys.
Yeah, or International Medium Nick Humphreys. Whatever you like, really.
Or you can also catch Nick, and I will gently remind him to all the listeners, and Mike Spirit FM on Facebook as well, because we do have a page on Facebook for Mike Spirit FM for all the hosts, and you can catch us on there. You can catch all the posts of the shows and leave your comments on there for us as well. So that's on Facebook, Mike Spirit FM.
Mike, can I just quickly say, just a button. Obviously, on the Blog Talk Radio chat room, the guys that are asking me questions, can you hang on? Don't log off, because I will ask them or answer the questions, because I can't get on there at the moment.
Yeah, I've just sent a message to one of them, Nick, so that's fine. We'll deal with that now as
okay.
We speak. Yep, no problem. So if you just hang on in there, those that want to chat to us, we'll keep the chat room open for a little while. But I think it's time that we end the show. And again, you know, I'd like to thank you, Jeanette, for coming on. Thank you, Nick, for stepping in, as I am not feeling myself tonight.
Not a problem. Always do it for a friend, mate. Not a problem.
What's all? Once again, thank you very much. Good night, good day, wherever you are.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up.
It certainly is.
Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time.
We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.